is Jerry Sprunt calling. This program is specially dedicated to you men of the British Fighting Forces. Goes on the air every night from 10:15 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the medium waves 391 and 449.1 meters and short waves 28, 31 and 39.6 meters.
Number of tonight's program was Midnight at the Onyx. And here's Bruno again playing a romantic number. This time it's Real, sung by Harry R. Truman.
Thank you. you. It's thrilling, so thrilling, the way I feel. Love before was different, I just played a part. But this time it comes right from the heart. Pretending is ending, this time it's real. Forever and ever, time will reveal. We were lucky, darling, when fate turned the wheel. I know it, I feel it, this time it's real.
Calling, here are the names of some British soldiers taken prisoner on the fighting front in Italy. Private Reginald Amitz, A-N-N-E-T-T-S, service number 5510392. His wife, Mrs. R. Amitz, lives at Hazley Down, Twyford near Winchester, Hampshire. Private Donald Coles, C-O-L-E-S, service number 6144095. His parents, Mr. and Mrs. Cyborn, live at Belmont 202, Gunnersbury Avenue, Acton, London, W3. Lance Corporal Alfred John Philpott, P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T, service number 6300517. His mother, Mrs. Philpott, lives at Church House, Hawkins near Folkestone, Kent. Fusilier Ronald Burdett, B-U-R-D-E-T-T, service number 468300. His uncle, Mr. H. Cason, lives at 36 Woodlands Road, Epsom, Surrey. And Fusilier John Towler, T-O-W-L-E-R, service number 3865 932. His sister, Mrs. E. Tomlinson, lives at 22 Kimberley Avenue, Blackpool, Lancashire.
Bit of a change, Bruno and his swinging tigers are now going to play Alexander's Ragtime Band, featuring our trio, the Three Doves of Peace.
Who's the leader of the men? And if you pray for him, then go. Stony River play. Come on here, come on here, as on the Sunday bed.
Delano Roosevelt.
There are but few of you soldiers who today are off fighting duty, who can relax and spend the quiet day far away in the rear. So privileged, your pals can devote a few minutes to sober reflection, to a review of what prompted you to come over here to Italy, to a foreign land. Our motto is service for servicemen. Consequently, we should like to help those in a reflective mood to reconstruct the prehistory of the coming of the American forces to Italy, to this continent.
I shall pass unnumbered hours thinking and planning how war may be kept from the United States. I can at least make certain that no act of the United States helps to produce or promote war. A word-for-word quotation from President Roosevelt's speech delivered at Chautauqua on the 14th of August, 1936.
Called Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, New D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
It is my determination to pursue a policy of peace and to adopt every practical measure to avoid involvement in war. President Roosevelt, on the 5th of October, 1937. America hates war. America hopes for peace. Therefore, America engages in search for peace. President Roosevelt, on the 13th of October, 1937.
Called Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, New D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
There will be no blackout of peace, not in the United States. At this moment, there is being prepared a proclamation of American neutrality. Excerpts from President Roosevelt's speech, broadcast on the 4th of September, 1939. Send for copies of this proclamation by applying to the Chief Executive Secretary at the White House.
Called Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, New D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
I hate war now more than ever. I have one supreme determination, to do all I can to keep war from these shores for all time. We will not participate in foreign wars. We will not send our army, naval, or air forces to fight in foreign lands outside of America. Quotations from Mr. Roosevelt's presidential election campaign speech made on the 12th day of September, 1940, a little more than 1 year before America officially went to war.
Called Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, New D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
I've said this before, but I shall say it again and again. Your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars. For Mr. Roosevelt's election campaign speech, delivered on the 31st of October, 1940. Shortly after his re-election, on the 31st of December, 1940, President Roosevelt made the following speech, quote, "Our strategy today is to provoke the Axis powers to declare war upon us. It is the first time in American history that we have sacrificed honor to get into the war." Unquote.
Called Franklin D. Franklin D. Roosevelt, New D. Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Powerful and offensive actions must and will be taken in proper time. American armed forces must be used at any place in all the world. We Americans are able to engage spiritually as well as physically in the total waging of a total war. Highlights of two speeches delivered in January 1942 before Congress by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States.
Every night the way it feels like a barricade, like the swing of lanterns, or like the fire.
Three Doves of Peace, Bruno and his Swinging Tigers, now going to play that snappy tune, Naughty Naughty.